VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli planes fired rockets at military positions in Syria on Tuesday. The Syrian Arab News Agency says Syrian air defenses blocked some of the rockets. The state news agency said Israeli aircraft targeted military positions in the provinces of Tartus and Hama. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said several explosions had been heard in the areas near Hama City, where there are Iranian military facilities. A senior UN official says the leaders of Russia and Turkey hold the key to avoiding a war in Syria's northern province of Idlib. He says war would have devastating, life-threatening consequences for nearly 3 million people. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the United Nations European headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says he's extremely worried that time is running out on international efforts to avoid what likely would be a bloodbath were war to break out in Idlib.
We therefore ask more time to be given for negotiations, especially between Russia and Turkey, who are the main indirect stakeholders.
Leaders of Russia, Turkey, and Iran will be attending a crucial summit on Idlib in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Friday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lawyers and family members of two Reuters journalists sentenced to 7 years in prison in Myanmar on Monday spoke to reporters Tuesday. One of the lawyers said they were considering appealing the sentence. The two journalists had been reporting on the brutal crackdown on the Rohingya when they were arrested. One person was killed, 19 injured Tuesday afternoon when a bridge collapsed in the eastern Indian city of Kolkata. A 30-meter-long segment of the bridge fell onto the tracks below. Several cars and a bus fell with it. This is VOA News. More than a million